NAD Bank launches $400 million water resiliency fund. Texas border business, San Antonio, Texas. The North American Development Bank, NAD Bank, announced the approval of the Water Resiliency Fund, WRF, which will provide up to $400 million in financing for priority infrastructure projects aimed at conserving and diversifying water supply sources in the U.S.-Mexico border region. The announcement was made during NAD Bank Summit 25, held August 28 and 29 in San Antonio, Texas. The new fund was introduced by NAD Bank Managing Director John Beckham, who was joined by U.S. Congressman Tony Gonzalez, representing Texas's 23rd District, Raul Quiroga Alvarez, Tamaulipas Secretary of Water Resources for Social Development, Mario Mata Carrasco, Executive Director of the Chihuahua State Water and Wastewater Board, JCAS, and a representative from U.S. Senator John Cornyn's office, as well as irrigation district managers from South Texas. Mr. Beckham announced that, through the WRF, NAD Bank will allocate up to $100 million from retained earnings over the next 5 years to provide concessional financing, along with $300 million in low-interest loans from its loan program. NAD Bank may also complement these instruments with market-rate financing to further expand the reach and impact of available resources. NAD Bank's approval of the Water Resiliency Fund is great news for our border communities and agriculture industry, which heavily relies on accessible and reliable water, said U.S. Senator John Cornyn. Last year, I led my Texas congressional colleagues in a letter to the NAD Bank board urging them to authorize this funding to improve long-term water security, strengthen conservation and diversification infrastructure for municipalities, and provide much-needed relief for farmers and ranchers in the Rio Grande Valley, and I thank NAD Bank leadership for working with us on this critical effort. It is my unique privilege to represent nearly half of the U.S.-Mexico border in Congress. From El Paso to Del Rio and Eagle Pass, and from San Antonio to Presidio, the 23rd District of Texas is home to many communities that are key to binational trade. What happens in these places has global implications, and that's why it's critical to have forward-thinking investments in our infrastructure along the border. The North American Development Bank has been an excellent partner in making that goal a reality, and this week's announcement is more evidence of that investing in that commitment for stronger, more resilient border communities, said Congressman Tony Gonzalez. We've worked in close collaboration with our board members and actively engaged officials from border states in both the United States and Mexico, along with local communities, irrigation districts, and other key stakeholders to establish the new Water Resiliency Fund, said Mr. John Beckham. This initiative is designed to catalyze investment in strategic infrastructure that improves the region's water resilience through more efficient usage and diversification of sources, all of which will bolster our ability to withstand droughts and extreme weather events. The Water Resiliency Fund is an instrument that will allow us to implement water infrastructure projects on both sides of the border, which will undoubtedly help achieve more efficient water use, particularly among major users such as irrigation districts and municipal water systems, which will support efforts to address the deficit we have in the Rio Grande Basin, said Raul Quiroga, Secretary of the Water Resources for Social Development from the state of Tamaulipas. He also added that, I must note that, under the directive of Dr. Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo, President of Mexico, a commitment has been made to invest MX $7.164 billion to benefit border irrigation districts 025 Bajo Rio Bravo and 026 Bajo Rio San Juan. Combined with NAD Bank's Water Resiliency Fund, this investment is expected to generate a significant positive impact on this critical binational basin. The government of Chihuahua supports this Water Resiliency Fund promoted by NAD Bank, as it is certainly one of the best financing strategies for the water infrastructure needed on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. We share the same desert and the same extraordinary drought conditions we have been enduring, said Mario Mata, Executive Director of Chihuahua State Water and Wastewater Board. Through instruments such as this one, we can strengthen planning and coordination of binational actions in support of the human right to water, food production, and environmental betterment in the border region, where most of our state of Chihuahua is located and plays a relevant role. The North American Development Bank is a binational financial institution that supports environmental infrastructure projects along the U.S.-Mexico border. By promoting investments in water, clean energy, and other critical sectors, NAD Bank works to improve the quality of life in border communities and foster sustainable economic growth. Related first name email.